Throughout the year, we come before God, gathering together as a group of people in accordance with his commandments. We keep his Sabbaths and his holy days, 7 holy days in all. God gives us all an opportunity to be part of this earth-changing work. Now, at the beginning of this sacred year, we begin another cycle of God's holy days. This is the beginning of another cycle, another lap in the race. Today, we are here once again to begin a journey out of Egypt. In this setting, Egypt is sin, the land of sin. We do not have an Egyptian foe trying to drag us back into Egypt. Our adversary is far more dangerous and far stronger. This adversary is the God of this world, who utilizes all of his powers to try to drag us back into the land of sin. It sometimes seems that we are surrounded on every side. On occasion, we feel that everything is against us. However, we should not succumb to our doubts and endless worries. It should not be like that. It is not the fearful who will finish this particular race, this endurance race that is before us. The end may not actually be visible to any one of us yet, but the signs are becoming ever more clearer as we progress along the year. The societies which we are in are fraying at the seams. Every one of us is aware of this. Everyone is aware that society as a whole is beginning to break down. All of the systems that we see around us are fraying at the edges. In these circumstances, we should be strong and of good courage. That is because there is a crown waiting for each and every one of us who happens to finish the course that is set before us. What I would like to do today is to encourage us all to be strong and of good courage, even if we do not feel that way all the time, even if we're not that way inclined. We should have to learn to be emotionally strong and determined to be courageous and to endure unto the end. I would like you to turn with me now, please, to the book of Exodus, and we'll read verses 13 and 14 of chapter 14. It's a little over 3,500 years ago when our forefathers were in a predicament which is in some ways very similar to the one that we're in today. They were beginning their journey to the promised land. They were unable to see the destination to which they were heading. They were only just beginning their travels. What they could see filled them with fear. Their former oppressors, the Egyptian army, was in full battle array, ready to drag them back into the land of slavery. And here in Exodus chapter 14, beginning in verse 13, read these following words. And Moses said unto the people, Fear you not, stand still and see the salvation of the Eternal, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more again for ever. The Eternal shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Our adversary is only allowed to go so far as the Father in heaven allows him to go. Throughout the whole of this universe, he is the most powerful being. He does not allow anyone, anything to go further than he says. We are commanded to stand still and to see the salvation of God. True, we are to hold to our peace, we are to pray, and we shall be delivered from temptation. And we shall be delivered also from the evil one. The evil one, our adversary, can only go so far as God allows him to go. In the temptation of Job, he went before God, and God said how far he could go. Satan could go no further than God allowed him. And that was it. There was a specific limit upon what Satan could do. And today, we are in a position where Satan has his bounds and he can go no further. And we should not be overly concerned about what is going on in the world. We should not be overly concerned about our predicament that we are in. We should only be strong and of good courage, and we should stand firm and see the salvation of our God. If there were 11 commandments, I think it might be found in the book of Joshua. And I'd like you to turn with me now to Joshua chapter 1, and we'll read verses 6 and 7. At this time, the Israelites were about to enter into the promised land. They had seen their Egyptian adversaries actually wiped out. They had been delivered from their adversaries, and they had wandered in the Middle Eastern wilderness for 40 years. And now they were about to enter into their promised land. In many ways, our anticipation may be very similar to that of our forefathers. And beginning in verse 6 of chapter 1 of the book of Joshua, we read these words. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall you divide the inheritance, the land which I swore unto their fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, but be you that you may prosper whithersoever you go. Before the Israelites entered the promised land, the Eternal appeared to Joshua and commanded him to be strong and of good courage. In our situation today, being strong and courageous is vital. At this moment in history of mankind, we stand on the brink of the most terrible time that has ever befallen mankind. Whilst in many ways this day pictures the beginning of our journey towards the promised land, we know from experience that we are a good way down the line. We may even be on the gun lap. We just do not know yet. We have the feeling that we are almost there. We may almost be there, in fact. We just do not know at this present time. So much is yet to happen, and so little is necessary to push the first domino over that will bring this world situation to an end. Our promised land is the kingdom of God. Today's events indicate that that kingdom is getting ever closer and may be very, very close now. Moving on to the book of Hebrews in chapter 13, we will read verse 5. Here is a promise given to each and every one of us. It is virtually identical to the promise given to Joshua as he led our forefathers into the promised land. With this promise, there is no reason why we should ever fear what goes on around us. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, we read these words. Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When we look back through the life that we have led so far, we should be able to recognize that there have been times when we should have not been as well as we are now. There have been times when we have been in dire circumstances, times when we should have perhaps suffered severe injury or perhaps even death. I know that when I've looked back on my life, there have been times when I really believe that I should not be here now. God in heaven takes a degree of interest in us which is really astounding. Now we should realize that God never forsakes us nor leaves us to fend for ourselves. And he will stand by each and every one of us who truly tries to be honest and to honestly try to keep his commandments and do as he says. God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And this is very, very similar to what he said to Joshua and at the time the Israelites were about to enter into the promised land then. We know where we are going. We have a dream of the future. It is a future reality, and it is our present hope. A reality that is becoming ever more close to this day and age now. As each day passes, we are becoming closer and closer to that coming kingdom. That fact can no longer be denied. We are on the brink of something really big. We are on the brink of the kingdom of God. And if we continue on the way, our God, our Heavenly Father, will never leave us, nor will he forsake us, as we journey on towards the kingdom of God. This is where we must be standing still, watching for the salvation of our God, realizing that he will uphold us, he will forsake us, he will never leave us or forsake us, and he will be our strength and our salvation. We need to realize that when Jesus was here on this earth, he gave us another promise. He said that it is our Father's good wish, goodwill, that we inherit the kingdom of God, and he will be there to make sure that we do. This day pictures the beginning of our long journey towards the kingdom of God. It requires us to rely on God our Father. We should always remember that during his earthly ministry, Jesus Christ gave us this promise that it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And this day pictures the beginning of another lap in our individual race towards the kingdom of God. And it may even be the gun lap, the lap which is leading us right to the kingdom of God. But we have that promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And we have the promise too, that if we stand still, we will see the salvation of our God.